This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It is hour number five now with the G-Bag Nation. Full five tonight, full five tomorrow. Then the Rangers will be back in action Friday night against the Baltimore Orioles. 6:30 pregame here on 105.3 The Fan. For more on baseball, it's time now for a trip around the bases. And here's your baseball expert, Zach Wolchuk.
Well, there were a lot of people that tuned in for the All-Star festivities. 7.6 million viewers tuned in across the Fox streaming services. That was up from 6% over last year's average. Continues to rank as one of the most watched All-Star events in all of sports. So Pittsburgh, it seemed like, was the market that most households watched in. Philadelphia, Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Baltimore were the others. But a lot of eyeballs on the All-Star game here in Arlington, and it certainly was fun. If you went out there, let us know how it was. 877-881-1053. Now, there is a little bitching to be bitching here, in my opinion, from Houston. Mark Berman, who writes for the Astros,
said, he's a bitching to be bitching guy.
He seems like one. Yordan Alvarez gets introduced as the DH for the American League All-Star team, and the classless Rangers fans boo him. What a bunch of yahoos is what he tweeted out, clipped with the video of Yordan Alvarez getting all the boos. I mean, does Mark Berman realize that, yeah, there were a lot of Ranger fans there, but it was also just baseball fans in general, and there's a reason why his own Jose Altuve wusses out of going every year, because he's going to get booed. Everybody hates the Astros. It's not just Ranger fans. You're getting booed, and you're telling me if Adolis Garcia was participating in an All-Star game in Houston, they're not booing Dolly, and would we be surprised? No!
Yeah, no, they'll boo Adolis Garcia after he gets hit with an intentional beanball and then hits a dong, you know?
The hell?
This is Silver Boot Land. Even if it was all Rangers fans, I'd say yes and what? You know, this to me is a great sign of the health of the sport, that you have passionate baseball fans. But yeah, to me, the Astros dodging accountability and then trying to pretend like they're the victims in this whole deal is just, it's sad. And it all comes back to Rob Manfred, who helped, craft and cater to that narrative that, you know, the Astros really hadn't done much wrong. They wanted to avoid the major controversy of the cheating scandal. And, you know, they did to them what was best for business in that time. But that needs to be the narrative. And this kind of trash, it just... Salute to Mark Berman, great reporter over the years. You know, hell of a sports guy.
He's really falling off.
That's blogger trash, though, Mark.
Yeah, it sounds like he needs to reevaluate himself. Yeah,
check your season tickets.
Your organization's terrible.
Why don't you go cry about it?
Watchdogging, bro. Berman. That's a media watchdogging
don't
for the ages.
Yourself, Mark. Yeah. Freaking whiny bee.
Cram it up your freaking cram hole.
Yeah, crammer. 817, the Home Run Derby was better than the All-Star game. Highlights were the high schoolers on Monday, and the pitchers were so dang good last night. Yeah, I mean, what Mason Miller did, throwing like 103. Yeah. I mean, that dude, that was unbelievable. 817 said they caught a Gunnar Henderson Derby ball, and it was signed.
What?
Yeah, maybe some of these dong balls were signed.
Wow. I like
was
that.
Was it the
That's
magenta
great
ball?
Bet.
I wanted to try and catch the magenta maybe ball.
Was those the bonus balls?
Yeah,
bonus ones. Maybe it was a bonus ball. 817, let us know. Was it a bonus ball?
Yeah.
Shout out to, of course, the American League, who won 5-3. Bruce Bochy becoming the second manager ever to win a World Series and an All-Star game in both leagues. The other, Tony La Russa, who won it in the American League in 91 and then in the National League in 2012. I thought, Brian, you might have had a guess on that one.
Oh, no, I didn't. I know
you're too busy watching TV.
Yeah, I'm watching the Chiefaholics thing going off right now. Is that the guy? Like is that the wolf? Oh. Is that the wolf?
Is
that
it released?
I think we got that released. I think we're
watching. Well, I think the one that, aren't they putting that out on like HBO or something? This looks like it's just like a SportsCenter feature.
This looks like it's ESPN2.
Yeah, it's a SportsCenter feature there.
What does that mean? It's like a preview?
No, they just did like a little story on him.
Huh.
But this isn't like the full-on documentary, the wolf in Chiefs clothing. We still got that. We're waiting on that to come out. Okay. No, it was a regular white ball. The bonus balls were cool, though,
okay,
to the 817. Another one said, shout out to my nephew, played for the Miracle League Special Needs League. And shout out, I mean, that's awesome at the All-Star Game. Your grand-nephew got to play in that. If you listen, Alvarez said, I get this everywhere. He does. Everybody in Houston's going to get that. Like all of Major League. And hey, you're on Alvarez's defense. He wasn't there in 2017. But still, he's playing for the Houston Astros. They're all going to get booed.
And, you know, he is a player that I have a tremendous amount of fear and respect for. You know, I think
he's so good.
It's not really, you know, I think he's a bad guy or, you know, he doesn't deserve the respect. But that's part of what you get as an iconic player. I'm fully convinced that if Alvarez comes up to bat against the Rangers and you throw him a strike, it's going out of the yard.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead and walk him. Just put him on base right there. Baseball coverage on the Fan presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile, you can switch to them. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their saving calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Now, Bryce Harper, who was, of course, in town, had a solution for the MLB umpire issues that involve raising the salary for really good umps. What do you think about that? He said, look, I enjoy the human aspect of the game. I do. It just has to be done the right way, and I don't know how that would be done. But one thing I think, if you're a really good ump, I think you should get paid more and that you should umpire more than just one game per week behind the plate. Even if we don't have the challenge system, if the better umpires are behind the plate all the time, I think it's better for baseball. And I think that's
a lot of wear and tear on those dudes, right?
A common sense kind of answer there.
But if you're getting paid for it, you know,
it's worth it.
There's something to that.
A lot of equipment.
You're incentivizing caring about your job more, checking your ego at the door.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem here is the umpire union that has managed to garner so much power. If I'm MLB, I'm playing back at them hard. Like, you're going to start listening to us or we're going to robots. Yeah. But that's the real answer, is the computerized strike zone is going to give us the clarity.
Eventually, we'll probably get
within
there.
5 years, it's going to be over for them.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, these guys, I mean, they've got it pretty good, right? I mean, they get fed. Their clothing's all there for them. Yeah, I mean, they travel first class. I mean,
yeah, but
aren't they getting a lot of perks? I mean,
I do think
per diem's pretty high.
Sure.
They're entitled and spoiled, you know? And they don't have enough respect for the players.
You're giving them more money? I mean,
it's just the best guy behind the plate for what you were just...
What about the other dudes that I mean, how about grade them all and say, if you suck, you don't get the umpire.
You're not getting rewarded.
Yeah.
You're not going to get paid extra to ump the games behind the plate.
I'm just telling you, if the National Football League said, hey, Brian Broaddus had 3 bad games in the last weeks, 4, 6, and 8. He's not reffing anymore this year. If they call these guys out for being bad officials, we wouldn't have this problem.
You need accountability. I think incentives could, you know, be the opposite of that, though.
Money to be better? How about just be better at your job? They're already flying first class, already staying in the best hotels, getting meals.
But that's what he's saying.
They're living a great life.
It's clearly not working, though.
The best ones shouldn't just be doing one game behind the plate. They don't need to be alternating everybody on the crew to ump this thing.
Well,
they should just have the guy who's the best one do it.
Well, how are we going to get better then? If, like, some of the umpires are...
Because we want more money.
No, but how do we get better if they're not umpiring more? I mean, if they're not doing the rotation.
I don't need to get better. I'm paying this one, the one guy on every crew.
We need the umpires to get better. If we're going to have
go to the minor leagues.
But they're not going to do that.
Go to college baseball.
Human umpires, as long as we have human umpires, they're going to have to take their turns to get better, aren't they?
They're not getting any better.
You can have some turns. Maybe once every 2 weeks you get behind the dish. Our guy needs a rest.
Yeah. We'll give him once.
And if you show out,
here's a rotation.
Hey, maybe we got something here. There's a guy down at AAA that's seeing it pretty good. He's up now. You're down. You know, there's just no accountability. And
I'm just telling you, if they call these dudes out and make them sit out games and, okay, not give them pay.
Open to that as well.
Yeah. That would be my, if you're a poor umpire for 4 or 5 weeks, and you have to sit out, and they say your name, and they're like, oh, wow, hey, Bill, I heard you're not, I'm not very good right now.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
Well,
They should do that in every
sport. And they're not going to put the best umpire behind the plate every night either.
Why not?
They're not.
You don't think so?
No, hell no, they're not.
Bryce says it, people tend to listen. He's got great hair.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he's onto something here. Let's put the best guy behind the damn plate.
Yeah.
Let's have him do this.
Yeah, it's just like anything else. Pay the guy to be the worst at it. Pay a lot of quarterbacks to be
paying,
great.
They're paying
suck.
The good ones more. If you're not any good, you're not getting paid anymore.
Oh. Brian, you're sounding awful crusty right now.
I'm just telling you.
A lot of people are agreeing. Right, a lot of people are agreeing with Broadus on the text.
Their union is one of the best unions in professional sports.
Yeah, they are.
And this is communism, though. Just pay everybody the same.
Well, I'm just
incentivize them. That's how you get better performance.
How are you going to get better if some of these dudes don't get to umpire?
Well, I like that too. But that's not a replacement for incentive.
Right. If
you want to do this, just go ahead and make all the home plate calls a machine.
That's fine. He is trying to offer something that is not a machine based, because then these guys that you're talking about don't have a job.
He wants to have the human element.
Yeah. And he wants the best umpires umping every game.
Just go ahead and make it all machine then. Go ahead and make it all machine.
There you go.
That's your answer.
I don't care about the human element of it, but he's trying to at least come up with something to where if you do want the human element and these guys still to have a job, this is a good way to do it.
Yeah. But
have the best people do it. It's a weird theory, right? Have the best person do the best job.
Yeah,
it's weird to me.
I mean, I like the outside the box thinking, though.
Yeah. Man,
and spread.
We're gonna put our best person there. That's strange.
And spread the fairy dust everywhere, and hoo-hoo, all live happily and all that. It doesn't always work that way.
It doesn't always work that way.
It doesn't. And even some of the best umpires suck. How about that?
100%. You're dead on, Brian.
Absolutely. And those guys aren't going to be umping.
Fire them all.
Bleep them.
Yeah,
hold them accountable, like you're saying.
I that's what I'm trying to say.
And that's what they're doing here in a way.
Yeah.
They're not letting them up anymore. We got more issues with the Sacramento.
You got issues with your story.
And the A stuff. It's not my... I don't shoot the messenger over here. I'm just reporting what Bryce Harper suggested. I don't think you're really understanding here. I think there's a comprehension problem.
I don't know. The messenger I'm killing right now.
I know you are. Mm-hmm. I'm over here taking grenades from you here. Dodging them.
You're a foxhole guy, Walt.
Yeah, I love a good foxhole. The A's move to Sacramento is raising concerns.
Oh, sure.
Is this a surprise to anybody?
Yeah.
Not me. The MLBPA puts priority on players' health, apparently, as Sacramento temps right now are hitting triple digits. So they're worried not only about the ballpark, but the heat in which they're going to be playing in, as the Sacramento River Cats, which is the home for their AAA team, is set to bring in the Oakland A's starting 2025. And that's where they're going to play until the Las Vegas Stadium is ready. But I guess they're worried. I don't know that this is a good place for the A's to be playing.
I mean,
just play in San Francisco.
Did they have issues in the state of Texas when the Rangers were playing with no roof?
Thank you.
That's a reach, though.
What are we doing? Just play in San Francisco.
It's too hot. Oh, you got to.
What the hell is going on, Rob Manfred? Come on.
Just get you guys in shape.
I'm having fun.
So now he's saying they need to upgrade the ballpark before opening day 2025 to turn it into a better big league worthy facility.
What, like put fans everywhere? Air conditioning?
Well, that might be legitimate. Like the Sacramento River Cats or whatever they're from minor league. You don't want to be playing in a minor league ballpark.
They did in Buffalo, right?
They did in Oakland.
Yeah.
They did. We also have a great story from pitcher Matt Strom.
That's debatable.
Well, you're not going to like this one because it involves why he quit playing fantasy football.
Oh, I never played.
Well, he quit too.
Yeah, did he punch something? Fire hydrant?
He did not. He went ahead, and according to Strom, he was a huge fantasy football guy. He's also an avid hunter.
Oh.
During one bow hunting trip, he had tracked a large deer for 60 hours. While in a tree stand, Strom received an alert that he needed to set his fantasy football lineup. So he took out his phone, he submitted the lineup.
Dropped it.
Tinkering in the stand?
However,
deer heard him.
While he was doing so, the deer that he was tracking appeared.
Yeah.
As Strom went to grab his bow, the deer sensed him and disappeared. Yeah. It never reappeared. And that's when he decided, I'm done with you, fantasy football. I'm never going to be in a situation again where I've tracked a deer for 60 damn hours, and now all of a sudden I'm getting an alert to set my fantasy football lineup, and I miss my big catch.
The deer flipped him off and dipped.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, dear.
Dude.
That is an interesting reason to quit fantasy football.
It's a good reason. I totally
get
that.
He probably sucked anyway.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, I suppose.
If you're setting your lineup while you're sitting in a deer stand.
Yeah, you should have already set the lineup.
You've already set your lineup.
Oh, come on.
But I guess 60 hours.
You haven't made a Hail Mary like 11:58 a.m. before noon kickoff?
Never.
We've been there. No, I know you haven't been there, but yeah, we've been there. We've been there.
How successful are you guys at this fantasy football thing?
What, a couple of times.
Year to year, bro. Year to year.
How are you doing in
I think you actually won last year in a league that we played several leagues together. But
did you get paid?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the league with the Wayback Boys, Walchuk and his old childhood buddies. I'm in that league, and I took them all to the woodshed.
You had him win?
Smacked him around.
Well, I mean, it's the first time in like 4 years that he won. Might have even been the first time we made the playoffs.
Beat you with all Dolphin players?
No. Did you even have any Dolphins?
I don't think so. No.
What?
You might have had Tyreek. Did you not have Tyreek?
Maybe Tyreek. Yeah. I can see myself having Tyreek.
I don't even know who we have on our team.
Well, it's been a long time.
All I know is that we're hoisting up Lombardis,
teams.
Bro.
So many different teams.
That's what we're doing over here.
There's Bases brought to you by Uber Eats.
There he is, Zach Wolchuk, with proper round tripper.
Don't be watchdogging my chupacabras.
Lashing out. Don't be lashing out over here, Brian.
Every evening, 6 o'clock, Wolchuk stands and delivers. And Broadus trolls the hell out of him, fires takes.
About done with you.
Straight out of left field, some of them. Okay.
Someone said...
Baseball reference.
682 said this might be more toxic than the morning show.
I feel the toxicity.
That was outstanding, guys. Okay, C-note, let's continue the Cowboys preseason fan survey. We got the Get Right Crosstalk and more coming up at 640. And then we'll hand off the broadcast baton to them. CA's in the house, I believe, with Fred coming up at 7 o'clock here on the Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.